On the line with me now is Candace Moolman, the CEO of the Hillcrest Aid Centre Trust. Hi, Candace, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much.
For those who don't know what the Hillcrest Aid Centre does, please tell us.
So Hillcrest Aid Centre Trust, affectionately known as HACT, we've been operating in Durban area for 35 years. This is actually our 35th anniversary year. And our vision is empowered, healthy, and AIDS-free communities. So from after-school programs with primary schools to leadership development in high schools to our go-go's in community, really focusing on Etiquini West. It's really to help people live healthy lives as an HIV, as a response to HIV and AIDS, which is still, unfortunately, so much of an issue within our country, within our province, especially within Etiquini. But it's a very tangible response to build healthy families, healthy people, and healthy communities.
Now, we do know that the year started off quite bad for the NGO community, especially with those who deal with HIV and AIDS patients. Have you been hard hit by the fact that the US aid has been pulled for AIDS medications?
So PEPFAR, the US President Emergency Plan for HIV or for AIDS response, has been cut, which has been devastating for South Africa and for local organizations such as ours that are specifically looking and focused at HIV and AIDS. We were in the queue for a next grant, which now will not materialize, and that will impact our adherence work with young people living with HIV, our HIV prevention efforts, and our holistic response focused on HIV and AIDS.
That is devastating. I mean, if someone's listening right now and they would like to contribute or help in any way, how do we do so? How do we help?
So our website, www.hillaids.org.za, there's a lot of different options on how people can connect. They can give donations. Mm-hmm. Via our social platforms, we would just love to get the word out to Durban. We are your local organization doing so much amazing community work, building healthier communities, and we just really need champions to share that news. We're also a official Comrades charity, so if you know of anyone who's running Comrades, we would love to have them on our Run for HACT team for this year's Comrades, and also pop up and visit. We are based in Hillcrest. We have a coffee shop, a plant nursery, a charity shop, just to find out more about what we do in community and how people can support our efforts. We're often considered one of the Durban's best kept secrets, and we don't want to be.
A secret.
We really want people to know what we do, how we're building into people's lives, and how they can partner with us as a local resource within our community.
Right. Now, on Friday next week, someone's going to walk away with R1 million, and they will have 125 rand. 125 rand. I'm going to steal the rest. No, I'm joking. They will have 125,000 rand that they can give to a charity of their choice. You mentioned how hard hit you are by the lack of funding this year starting off. What would 125,000 rand do for the Hillcrest Aid Centre?
No, that would be such an amazing blessing. Really, that is support for our work in schools, encouraging young people to live healthy lives. We also have an inpatient unit, a 24-bed inpatient unit, specifically focused on late-stage AIDS and cancer. And most people don't know, and it's one of the few centers left that have a hospice and palliative care unit, because so many of our local hospices have closed due to funding challenges after COVID. So that will literally help services to keep running and our doors to stay open, serving our community members, which are most vulnerable. So that would be such an amazing gift.
Yeah, that is insane. I can't believe you've been around for 30 years.
35 years this year, which is our anniversary year. And again, we're a Durban organization. We're homegrown. We serve Durban, and particularly the Etiquini West Valley of 1,000 Hills community. And we would just love people to partner with us, know our story, share our story, and be part of this journey that we're walking with communities and vulnerable families.
Oh, it's insane. I love the fact that we've spoken to you. Let's give those contacts one last time for those who want to get involved, those who want to know more, those who want to help, etc.
Thank you. Our website, www.hillaids.org.za. Our social handles go by Hillcrest Aid Centre Trust, and our phone number, 031-765-5866.
Oh, you're the best. Thank you so much, Candace. We appreciate your time and continue doing the amazing work that you do. And I've got a feeling we might be chatting soon as a Woman Crush Wednesday, because I love stories like what you do as well. It's absolutely amazing.
Oh, thank you so much for this opportunity. And thank you to your listeners.
Thank you so much. That is Candace Moolman. She is the CEO of the Hillcrest Aid Center Trust. And the reason why I want to chat to different charities is to paint a picture for you that you win R1 million in this competition, which is fantastic, but there are organizations on your back door that are doing incredible work every single day for the community and the people that everybody forgets about. They are working to help those people have a name, have worth, and have a good life. And this is why I had to bring Candace on. So there you have it. If you want to find out more about what they do, you can head on over to hillaids.org.za. Their number 031-765-5866. Listen, if the winner gives it to Hillcrest Aids Center, fantastic. But if you get involved with them, then I've really won the entire battle. I love it. Remember to enter million and change, ecr.co.za. Fill out those questions and R1 million could be yours, and R125,000 will be yours to decide which charity you'd like to give it to.
Carol Ofori, KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.